Hey everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, if you're anything like me, sometimes it feels like our past relationships are still whispering in our ear, even when they're long gone. You know that feeling? Like a little voice saying, remember how that went, or you can't trust anyone. Trust me, I get it. But guess what? We're not letting those ghosts control our present anymore. Today, we're diving deep into healing the emotional baggage from past relationships, so buckle up and get ready to unpack some serious stuff. Now, let's talk about why this is so important. Because honestly, folks carrying around that emotional junk from exes and heartbreaks, it weighs us down like an anchor. It makes it harder to connect with new people, trust our intuition, and even just feel good about ourselves. Ever felt stuck in a cycle of picking the same type of partner over and over? Or maybe you find yourself constantly worrying about being abandoned or hurt again. Sound familiar? That's emotional baggage talking, folks. But here's the amazing thing. We can absolutely heal from it. And trust me, you deserve to move on from those past hurts and step into a future filled with healthy, fulfilling relationships. Today's episode is packed with 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the baggage and start creating the loving connections you crave. Number 1. Recognize and acknowledge your baggage. It sounds simple, but sometimes we try to bury it, pretend it doesn't exist. But guess what? That just makes it fester and grow stronger. The first step to healing is admitting that, hey, I have some stuff here that needs tending to. Number 2. Identify the triggers. What situations or even people set off those old emotional responses? Maybe you get anxious around committed relationships because of a past betrayal. Or maybe seeing a certain type of person triggers memories of heartbreak. Once you know your triggers, you can start to navigate them with more awareness and intention. Number 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. Those little voices in our heads that say things like, I'm not worthy of love or I'll always get hurt. Yet those are the baggage talking. Start questioning those thoughts. Are they really true? Is there evidence to support them? Replace those negative narratives with positive affirmations that empower you and celebrate your worth. Number 4. Learn from your past experiences. Don't let those past relationships define you. Instead, view them as valuable lessons. What did you learn about yourself? What kind of partner are you looking for? What boundaries do you need to set? Embrace the wisdom gained from those experiences and use it to build stronger, healthier connections in the future. And finally, number 5. Practice self-love and forgiveness. This is huge. You can't truly heal from emotional baggage until you forgive yourself for past mistakes and learn to love and accept who you are right now. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion, just as you would treat a dear friend going through a tough time. Okay, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. Sarah has been on several dates lately, but every time things start to get serious, she gets super anxious and pushes the other person away. She's constantly replaying her past heartbreak in her head, convinced that history will repeat itself. Sound familiar? This is the emotional baggage holding Sarah back from allowing herself to be vulnerable and open up to someone new. But guess what? By recognizing her triggers, challenging those negative thoughts about relationships, and practicing self-love, Sarah can start to heal from her past hurt and create space for healthy, fulfilling connections in the future. And that's the power we have, folks. The ability to break free from those emotional chains and step into a brighter, more loving future. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. So, what are you going to do today to shed some of that emotional baggage? I challenge you to identify one trigger or negative thought that's holding you back and try reframing it with a positive affirmation. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Heal Your Attachment Style so you never miss an episode, and spread the love by sharing this podcast with your friends who might be struggling with similar issues. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are worthy of love and happiness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.